Your Excellencies, honored guests, the Green Star and PhD Chamber of Commerce, Dr. J.P. Gupta is very dear to us. And I also see my very dear old friend here, Eric Solheim, who has been so high on the environmental issue. You know, Norway and India has always stood for two things. One is environment, another is for peace. Wherever there was conflict, Norway has been present there to resolve the conflict, whether it's Sri Lanka, Nepal, or Colombia, Venezuela, I see. And so is also our art of living. We were also making our effort. We have such a good synergy. Now, coming to the point of environment. Yes, we need to create awareness among the masses. Just now we heard our Honorable Minister from India say, we need to educate people not to burn the stables, not to burn the, fields. When they have harvested, then they start burning so that they can cultivate. And that causes so much of pollution. So we had to teach them, we had to bring the awareness. Similarly, to keep the country clean, we have to educate our people. I remember the days when wood was burned to keep the rooms warm, even here in Europe and America. And wood were burned to keep, to cook food in India. I see the women, they used to have that long pipe and keep blowing and then getting smoke in their eyes and start, coughing. And they had to cook food that way. And slowly we moved from that type of polluting way of living to a much greener. Today now there are solar cookers available everywhere in the villages. And an awareness was created. Also, if the electricity is not there, the sun is there. You know, you can draw energy from sun. Many companies from Europe have come to India, like Schneider and others, and they have started, Art of Living has been partnering with them to bring solar lighting, solar power to the remote villages in India. And our Adani group of industries, Mr. Gautam Adani is so passionate about the green energy and he has done a lot to bring green energy in the country. It's one of the biggest solar power plant is planned to create. So now with the hydrogen, I think we will be able to make it much earlier than 50 years. I'm very confident because Norway has the perfect technology. You know, you can't find fault in the technology or products that comes from Norway. So are the scientists here and the business people. If they come and do this synergy, I think would work very well. You know, we need to create, as I said, it's a public-private partnership. Things would go very fast. It's interesting. See, both hydrogen and oxygen, both are combustible. Both are fire. But when they come together, they become water, which puts the fire down. So it's, nature has so many secrets that we keep exploring for the benefit of protecting our own planet. This is necessary. Green energy is the only way we can sustain our planet. There is no other way. There is no other way. We need to plant more trees. We need to take care of the water sources. Today what we see, you know, the floods that is happening. Pakistan has been devastated by the flood and 33 million people are rendered homeless. Thousands of them died in the flood. Our Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed so much concern. See, this is the global thinking. A global humanitarian always thinks about the whole world as one family. So we think about, oh, what's happening in Pakistan. It's not, or oh, some country which is not so friendly to India, they're having disasters, so let's have fun. It's not that way. They are all part of us. We may be different, but we are all one human family. And for that, we need to protect the planet. And to protect the planet, the only way is to going green. Planting more trees, taking care of our rivers, taking care of our earth, from saving the earth from harmful chemicals and fertilizers. See, what we put in the earth, that's what gets into our blood. What we put in the water, that's what gets into our body. And then that affects our mind. And so an awareness need to be created in the whole world towards green energy, towards saving energy. And it is being done. It's happening. I'm happy to say that it is happening. In the ancient tradition, it's always said, before you cut a tree, you have to take permission from the tree. Because trees are having life. So a person, a simple farmer, would go to a tree and say, I promise that tree, you know, I need to cut you, but I am going to plant five of your same family, five of your kind. I'm going to plant that. I'll plant. So actually when he says this promise, then he goes and plants five of the same variety. Then he comes and says, I have done my job. Now give me permission to cut you. So this was the ancient wisdom. Similarly, water sources were considered very sacred. Native people around the world, whether it is in Canada or Mexico, Australia or in New Zealand, the Maoris, they all considered water as sacred. Mountains are sacred. Sun and moon are sacred. Why? They all provide energy to us. Solar energy, wind energy, hydrogen energy. These are the future for sustainable growth and development of our planet. And with this, we also have to take care of the mind of people. Today, World Health Organization is saying the biggest challenge this decade the world will be facing is depression. One in every four person is depressed. And every 45 seconds, one person is committing suicide. We have to get out of that. That mindset has to change also. Mental health has to be attended. We are getting either into depression or aggression. We have to come. When we put our attention to care for the planet, we no longer remain very selfish. We no longer keep thinking about ourselves and get depressed. I think this would be a very good solution to ask everyone, every single individual, to stand up for green energy and do all that they can do to support the environment. By supporting the environment, they can save their mind also and become more happier. Thank you. All the best to you all.